All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm back in the office right now. It is 8:20 Wednesday morning. As you see, no one else is here right now. Just me in the office, so recording the podcast in the morning today. And I'll be doing the recap of Tuesday, May 15th. So let's just jump into things. I don't have much time. I only have about 10 minutes because I have a conference call at 8:30. So yesterday, a couple highlights. You know, a lot of sales. You know, as I mentioned, if you've been following along, we have a little sales deficit that I'm trying to, and we are trying to close of 90K. We did get one contract signed yesterday, a smaller one. I believe it's 18,000. So that should help a little bit which is great. I don't believe that was already taken into account because it was in the final stages, and I am hoping that is not taken into account in the 90K gap, and that really we have then about a 70K, which would be great, but I need to check on that and confirm. Had one really good in-person meeting for a new deal. It'll be a small one, 20K, but we find out today, and it would start pretty immediately, so that would be great for us as well. Let's see, what else here? Oh, so if you see in the back behind me, if you're watching my video, you see all these boxes. So a bunch of our Jack sweatshirts finally came in. We produced these Jack sweatshirts. Taylor, maybe you can put up a little picture of them, and so we created these Jack sweatshirts, and then using them, or ordered a bunch for two reasons. One is because on my Instagram a while back I posted, hey, I'm creating these Jack sweatshirts, and then a bunch of people messaged me. I was actually quite surprised, saying they wanted one. So 25 or 30 people are gonna get sweatshirts, so sending them out. And then we also, though, and it's a little delayed, we moved into this new office. But when we moved into this new office, we wanted to do kind of a little welcome basket for people. But we've been in the new office for, I don't know, a couple months now, because we were waiting on things to come. So one thing that we're going to be giving people are these jacked notebooks, little moleskins. They have jacked on them. And then we're going to give everyone a sweatshirt. And then we're also giving everyone a book. I don't have it in front of me, called Radical Candor, which is what one of our values is actually borrowed from, Be Radically Candid. So bought the book for everyone so that they have it to read. And then also did a little handwritten note from me to each person. So I did that last night. Took longer than I thought. Handwriting notes, I mean, at least for me, I don't really do them much anymore, and it took me a good half hour to do them, but I really enjoyed it. Personalized each note to each person, and I had fun doing it. So hopefully everyone in the room likes their gift, so did that yesterday. The other thing of note that I want to talk about was there was something that came up that was, let's say, in disagreement or not alignment with our values and cultures. And Lauren, as a guardian of the culture and head of people, came to me and kind of talked to me very briefly about it. And then I was very, very proud of that moment and how she is planning to handle it, and how I am not even the one who is going to be having the discussion. It's actually going to be her and Anthony G, because this person that they're going to have the discussion with reports to Anthony, and so now it's fun, right? I'm not going to get into details regarding the exact situation or anything like that. That I'm going to keep out, right? But really, the takeaway for me was I was very happy that Lauren and Anthony are going to handle this, you know, without me. They're now also guardians of the culture, as is everyone at Jack, right? But it just made me so happy, because now, you know, I'm not directly there. There's a layer below me that is also watching out for these things, and she really is guarding the culture, and I'm very thankful for that. So proud little moment for me that it's, I don't know, it's like it's really turning into something. It's really, I don't want to say working, but, you know, it's working. And now it's, you know, not just me doing it. It's more people in the company. And even to take that a step further, you know, it was really cool. When we were in a sales meeting yesterday, we had someone in the sales meeting who typically is not in sales meetings, but I brought them in. And the way they described Jack, right, they portrayed a different value, which was one of our values is be constantly innovating. And throughout the conversation and throughout the meeting kept, you know, going back to that. You know, at Jack, we're constantly taking our learnings and then improving and iterating on it and innovating on it, and was using our language. And it was just, maybe it's another one of those proud moments where I'm like, hey, like, what we're trying to infuse throughout the culture is actually happening. You know, it's not perfect by any means, right? But like, little signs that it's happening. And it makes me really, really happy and just fun to witness and watch. And I mean, I don't know what else to say other than I'm just like, wow, this is awesome. And I can see it just starts building. It can build and build and build, which is really cool, and keep going. So, that was amazing in both cases yesterday. So, theme of the day yesterday is we have some great people guarding the culture, fostering it, building it, enhancing it, and I'm very thankful for everyone there. And then the other thing I'll note, there was a happy hour that I was supposed to go to. Happy hours just aren't really my thing, you know, 20 people and meeting them, and I've just never been a big happy hour person, even if it's for networking or all of that. It's just not really me. That's why I'm actually going to be hosting a year-long dinner series, one dinner a month, with my good friend Chris Shembra from 747 Club. I like bringing people together and kind of being the one who organizes. Back in the day, for those of you that don't know, I did a bit of a nightlife and event planning. So that's the stage I like to be in, where I'm the one kind of organizing and inviting people and bringing people together and helping people connect. It's more natural, more comfortable for me. And then also just from a social dynamic, it kind of works out that's more comfortable for me, because then all of a sudden you are the person who is at the center of those connections. So indirectly, the kind of social capital you get is quite nice. That's like a side benefit of it. I'm glad that I actually like doing that more, because actually I think it's more powerful in general too, just from a connection standpoint. So I just listened to myself and was like, hey, I really don't want to go to this happy hour. It's just not me. It's not my strengths. And there's an element of me that was like, hey, should I push outside my comfort zone here and go? But the other part is like, I'm just not, like, this isn't what I want to do. So and doing that kind of stuff actually drains energy out of me, and I've already been pretty tired from or really just like, I'm going, I need all the energy I can get. So draining energy was not something I thought was a good something I should do. So I just chose not to. Sometimes just listen to yourself. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And instead changed my date night from Thursday to Tuesday with Sasha, because Thursday I can't do dinner date night with her, which is our once a week date night. And so did a little audible, didn't go to that, did dinner with Sasha, and then went home and went to sleep, and here I am. And I just realized the time. I have to run to my next call, but that's the update for Tuesday, May 15th. I will see you all next time.